He's heating up! He's on fire! Pulls up, three-pointer. Bang! Bang! It's good! Wins the game at the buzzer!
What's good, Crypto Ballers? 1834 here, checking in on Monday, May 16th. On today's podcast, we're going to talk about some of the new NBA playoff round challenges we got going on. Plus, we're going to take a look and review the second ever NFL All-Day Challenge and see if it was worth the price of admission. So cue the music. Let's get right into it.
Just hit a button, Morty. Give me a beat.
Oh, man. Okay. All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have just entered into the realm of the Crypto Ballers, where we cover everything NBA Top Shot, NFL All Day, UFC Strike, Panini America NFT, and other NFT projects as well, as long as we deem them as worthy. We had quite a weekend of basketball. We had not one, but two Game 7s, which resulted in some pretty surprising outcomes and a couple NBA Top Shot challenges we're going to break down, and we're going to take a look at the NFL All Day Challenge number 2 and see if it was worth the money, the cost to complete. Let's see if it was actually worth it. Now, before we get started, I want to address off the top, we are not using our regular recording equipment, and I am currently recording with a newborn, so I am trying to get in as much information as I can before she absolutely freaks out. So I'm going to try to be a motor mouth and talk a mile a minute this podcast and try to get it all in, and hopefully we don't get interrupted, but I can't make any promises. So right off the top, it was announced that NBA Top Shot is getting their first ever set for Series 4 underway. Rumor is it has already been minted. Yeah, I can't find any information about mint count or player pool, but the first set of Series number 4 is going to be called Rise With Us. Now, that's all the information we have at the time of recording. There is no players that have been minted yet, but it was announced that Rise With Us will be the first set in Series 4, so that's pretty exciting. We're going to be getting a new set, although I'm going to be keeping a close eye on mint count, as Series 3 mint counts kind of got out of hand, and it was a bummer. So we'll see what they're going to come out of the gate with in Series 4. All right, so let's talk about NFL All Day for a bit here. So they had their second ever challenge, which we talked about on the last podcast. Now, the completions came in at 2017, which was pretty low, but understandable. So what you would have gotten if you completed it, right, was you would be entered in for a chance or a contest to win a pair of tickets to any regular season game of your choosing, which is a pretty cool reward. But again, only one pair of tickets. There was over 2,000 completions, so the odds are really not in your favor if you completed the challenge, if you're hoping you were going to score a pair of tickets. But what you would be guaranteed if you completed this challenge would be a rewind pack. And we'll get into what that is exactly in a minute. So the cost to complete had a peak of about $400, and it had a low of about $350. You know, both those numbers are taken into account if you do not, if you didn't have any of the requirements in your account already. So if you had zero of the moments, it would have cost you between $300 and $400. But if you had some of the moments, you could have knocked it down. And a guaranteed rare moment, in my opinion, definitely not worth $400. If you had a couple of the moments and you could complete the challenge for, I don't know, $80 to $100, then absolutely, why not take a crack at it? But $400, that is just too rich for my blood and not worth it. Now, if you guys haven't been paying attention, the marketplace on NFL All Day is still not very strong. A lot of rare moments still aren't what we were hoping they would be. So would it be worth a price tag of $400 to complete this challenge and have, you know, a chance to get some regular season tickets for a game? I still think NFL All Day has a lot of, you know, fine-tuning they got to do to their challenge system, as the first two challenges have not been great, which is really unfortunate because you guys know how excited I was for the NFL All Day to get into the NFT space And now they're here. We're still in closed beta. I get it. But still, so far, the way the challenges have been held hasn't been that great. Now let's get back to NBA Top Shot. So, as we were talking about a couple epic Game 7s that took place over the weekend, the Boston Celtics-Milwaukee Bucks were one of those Game 7s that it wrapped up with an awesome 7, or should I say an awesome Game 7 victory for Boston Celtics. It was a hard-fought battle by both teams, but at the end of the day, I truly believe the better team prevailed. Maybe not the best player, as Giannis was an absolute freak, but I don't think anyone out there would argue that the Boston Celtics had a better all-around team top to bottom than the Bucks. So they're moving on to the Eastern Conference Finals, and that brings a new challenge. So the Boston Celtics Playoff Challenge currently has the lowest ask of $150 if you have 0 moments in your account, which you probably do if you go ahead and look, so you can probably get it done for cheaper than $150. With just under 2 days remaining in the challenge, the completion count is sitting at 3.3K. But this is where it gets interesting, right? I'm kind of torn. So we already had a round of these playoff rewards, right? And I was looking back at the Brooklyn Nets-Boston Celtics challenge, and that moment was a crazy Jason Tatum game-winning basket, which, in my opinion, was truly iconic. And the completion count for that moment came in at 5.7K, all right? So right now, the Boston Celtics-Bucks moment is at 3.3 with about 2 days left. The previous Celtics challenge finished at 5.7, so it could get there again, or at least close to it. So I went ahead and I looked up that Jason Tatum moment, that challenge award, just to see what the lowest ask was. And the lowest ask is currently only $32, a crazy game-winning play. Might be the best play in the playoffs this year so far, and has the lowest ask of $32. So you got to ask yourself, you got to look at your account and figure out, you know, just how much money would it cost you to complete this challenge. You definitely don't want to overspend, as if the moment is only going to be worth, what, tops $40-$50, then it's probably not, you know, shelling out all that extra money just to complete the challenge. You might as well just buy it, you know, in the marketplace. Now, as for the other Game 7, the Phoenix Suns and Dallas Mavericks had a battle in Phoenix, and I think that they forgot that they were playing in a game. I think they just, you know, didn't pay attention to the schedule or something, because they did not show up for the game. At halftime, Luka Doncic had more points himself than the entire Phoenix Suns team. It was awful. I couldn't believe how bad the Phoenix Suns played. A lot of people had the Phoenix Suns down as their champion this year, or at least a guaranteed lock pretty much to make it to the NBA Finals, and they completely forgot to show up in one of the biggest games of Devin Booker and Chris Paul's career. It was astonishing. I couldn't believe what I was watching. Now, this challenge is eerily similar to the Celtics-Bucks challenge. Both challenges are currently sitting right about at 3.3K for completions with just under 2 days remaining. And the Mavericks challenge is currently sitting at $155 to complete. So it's pretty much the same exact scenario as the Boston Celtics and Milwaukee Bucks challenge, where you need to look at your account. You need to try to figure out how much money it is going to cost you to complete the challenge, and figure out if you want to spend up a little bit to play the serial lottery, or if you want to save your dapper and just wait for the reward, whatever moment, whatever play it turns out to be, hits the marketplace where you'll probably be able to scoop it up for between $40 and $50. So if you don't have a lot of the requirements, my suggestion would be just wait and get the moment in the marketplace if you want it, because again, we don't know what the play is. So you might not even be interested in what the play turns out to be. I think it's pretty safe to assume it's going to be a Luka Doncic moment, though. So if you're a Dallas Mavericks fan, I can see why you'd want to, you know, throw your hat in the ring for the serial, you know, the serial number challenge. I hope you get a good number, which hopefully you're following us on Twitter at CryptoBallerCS, because that can make all the difference in the world when it comes to serial number pulls. But if you don't have a lot of the moments, I can see just sitting it out and seeing what it is and making that determination if you want the moment once it hits the marketplace. All right, so like I was saying, on both of these challenges, right, because I'd be interested in both of these. I love Luka Doncic and the Celtics on my team. So I'm interested in both of these challenges, but I don't know how much I want to spend because I'm afraid of what the reward is going to actually be valued at. I definitely don't want to overspend, as that is not the name of the game here, people. We're trying to get those positive EV numbers on our account valuations and have fun while we do it. There's nothing There's nothing less fun than losing money. So go about these two challenges the right way, the way that fits your style. For me, I'm probably going to go in on the Celtics. I am missing a couple moments. I believe the number to complete for me personally was like $32 to complete it. I imagine the challenge reward will be valued at least $30. So there's not a lot of risk in going in on the Celtics challenge plus Celtics on my team, like I said. So I'll be going in on that one. But for the Dallas side, I believe I'm like $60 or $70 short on the price point to complete the challenge. And I'm going to sit it out. I'm not going to fork up that kind of dough because I know that the challenge reward is not going to be worth it. And if the moment's good, if it's a Luka moment that I really like, then I might just buy it in the marketplace after for, you know, half price or close to it at least. So that's what I'm going to do with these two challenges. And that is going to do it for this episode of Crypto Ballers. This is going to be an editing nightmare as it's going to be broken up into about 17 sections that I need to weave together and hope it comes out pretty fluid. Hopefully everything comes out in order. I had a lot of stoppages in play due to a newborn, so bear with me. Hopefully this episode doesn't come out too spotty and I don't get too many complaints on Twitter. Again, follow us at CryptoBallersTS. That is all one word, no periods, no underscores, no nonsense. And you might want to follow us because, again, it can boost the chances of you getting some great cereal pulls. Ask anybody. This is Money1834 signing off, and I'll catch you on Wednesday.